Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Deborah Fine, author of The Fine Art of Small Talk, also Beyond Texting, Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. Hey, Deborah, I need your website, and tell folks what you do.
Thanks very much. It's Deborah Fine, DEBRAFINE.com. And everything's on there, from the books to everything about my keynote speeches. I offer keynotes for conventions, conferences, associations, and corporations all over the world, actually, as well as trainings on, you know, building business relationships, gaining visibility in the marketplace through attending networking events, building rapport with colleagues, clients, customers, et cetera. Thanks for
all
asking,
right.
Jim.
Yeah, no, check it out, folks. And
you know, with graduation season upon us, let me just, I'm going to sell one more thing.
Oh, yeah, the book.
And
the teenager's book, yeah.
One of my other books, Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. So if you have a senior in high school and or junior or sophomore who's either looking for an internship, a job, looking to do college interviews, this is a book just for teenagers to learn the skills of conversation to enhance any relationship that they have with a coach, a teacher, et cetera.
Let's talk about that for a minute. And in fact, let's talk about that this segment, because I've got four grandsons. Two of them are teenagers. One of them is about to graduate from high school. The other one's going into the 10th grade. And I had lunch with them a few weeks ago, and I said to them, they're good kids. They're not just completely into their phones all the time, but they are in there a pretty good bit. And I was talking to them, and I said, guys, if I could give you a silver bullet that would help you outcompete almost everybody else in your group for whatever it might be, a job or whatever, if I could give you that silver bullet and it would cost you nothing, and all you had to do is listen to me, would you want to know about it? And they both looked at me and said, yes, yeah, I would like to, you know. I said, okay, here it is. When you're talking to someone who's older than you and they're talking to you, make sure your phone's in your pocket, look them in the eye, listen to what they have to say, ask them questions about what they're saying to you, and stay focused on their face and what they're telling you, and be in the moment with them. And I said, if you'll do that, you'll be ahead of 8 or 9 out of 10 of your peers, and you'll get the job when maybe you're not even as qualified as some of the others.
And you put it in such simple terms that's easy to follow, you know, rule for any opportunity face to face.
I was pretty impressed with how they listened. I mean, they actually took my advice while I was talking to them about it. But, you know, whether they're stick keeper or not, but that's, don't you think that's a big thing for young people to think about?
You wrote a book about it. I think it's great advice, but it's getting a little frustrating to sit at a lunch table in a restaurant and have people's phones out. And hear them buzz and have them people look. People are looking at their Apple Watches now. It's driving me nuts. I'm telling you, Jim.
I don't have an Apple Watch, by the way.
I don't either. And that's one of the reasons, because I would be the type of person that would hear the buzz or feel the vibration and look. I admit it. I can be a monkey. I can be trained. But I carry a purse, so the phone stays in my purse, period. Now, I'm in a lucky situation. I don't have an 8-year-old at home that could be sick. And I understand those parents out there that still have young kids. I guess maybe you need to put your phone on the table. But I sort of doubt it for an hour and 15-minute luncheon or a networking event where people are so important. They're looking at their phone while the speaker's speaking. And I know speakers are boring. I've seen them out there.
Oh,
but
listen,
if you're going to be there, look attentive.
I was in an event one time, and this millennial was one of three panelists up on the stage. And he was checking his phone while the other two were speaking.
Really?
He had his phone out
That's
in front
awful.
Of this 100 people in the audience, And he was scrolling through like he's like, okay, no. Okay, yeah, I got to get back with that guy. I mean, the whole time right in front of everybody.
Well, let's not pick on millennials today. That's not a good way to end this
interview.
Of all generations are doing that.
Well, oh, no, I believe you. But it's not good, folks. So when you're networking, stay in the moment, right? That's the main thing.
Face-to-face, be present.
Stay in the moment.
You know, make them – every conversation is an opportunity.
And get out of your four walls. Get out of your comfort zone. Something good, I promise you, something good will come from it. Hey, Deborah, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Thank you. Have a good summer, everyone.
DeborahFine.com, DeborahFine, DeborahFine.com. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.